All right, we're keeping it in the state of Ohio. From the Browns to the Bengals, from one corner to another, Bengals cornerback, two tackles, two passes defense in Sunday's win over Miami for the season, 16 tackles and six passes defensed. He was a two-time national champion at Alabama, the 17th pick overall in 2012. Cincinnati, 4-1, first in the AFC North. Another big showdown for the Bengals. They're at home against Pittsburgh on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Dre Kirkpatrick is my guest. Dre, it's good to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
Good, good. So you beat the Dolphins on Sunday. Let me start right there. When you fell behind 17-0 in the second quarter, what was going through your head?
Just relax. I never felt like we was going to lose the game. Like I said, man, it's a different team, different mindset. We just kept fighting, man. We came out with the win.
You know, it's going to get to that a little bit later on, but why don't we go there right now? What's different about this team, and what's different about the mindset?
The chemistry and being able to bond with each other. You know, I feel like that's what some of the things that we lacked in previous years, just guys just getting together, shooting pool, bowling, going out to eat, having team dinners, team DB meetings, and going over film after on Fridays after everything's done, just asking questions with each other, bonding, man. And I feel like it's definitely paying off tremendous for us right now.
Dre Kirkpatrick, my guest. You know, I wonder, what comes first, the chemistry or the wins? Like, do you need chemistry to get the wins, or do you get chemistry after you win?
I feel like chemistry starts in OTAs and training camp. So you got to have chemistry to build an identity. And once you build your identity, that's when the wins start.
Right. So going back to that game, when you lock them down, I mean, you get a field goal in the second quarter and nobody panicked. But then you lock them down, you prevent them from scoring again, and then you rattle off 27 straight points, including two defensive touchdowns. I mean, you've had some nice wins this season, but how much pride is there in the way you won that game?
It's a lot of pride, you know. Like I said, man, I even told my dad, I was like, man, Dad, I don't even never remember the last time that we've been down that by that many points and came back and won by almost two touchdowns. So it was great, man. It was just great to see us where we at right now and see how we rallying together and finishing games in the fourth quarter, because you look at last year, you know, we wasn't that good in the fourth quarter.
We're talking to Dre Kirkpatrick. A.J. Green made the point, quote, "Nobody gave us a chance when the season started. Why do they believe in us now? We're going to continue to keep playing and keep playing for each other," end quote. Does it sound right to you? Does that sound about right? And how much motivation do the guys get from the fact that nobody was giving you guys any credit or any hope this season?
Yeah, it sounds about right. You know, he's definitely the one of the main leaders on his team. He's a vocal leader. A lot of people don't see him being vocal, but he's definitely a vocal leader. He's a guy that stands for something, and, you know, everybody rallies around him. But when, the beginning of the season, man, they didn't really talk about us, didn't care about us. And, you know, I'm one of those guys that bring a lot of energy, like to talk a lot of junk at practice, get guys going. And my thing was just keep quiet. Don't worry about it. They're going to hear us in a minute, you know. So that was kind of my message to the team as we always went through OTAs, camp, and start of the season. And right now things is picking up. Like I told some of the guys, I was like, I've been in this situation before. I've been 8-0, 7-0, whatever, start of the season. You know, and guess what? At the end of the day, end of the year, we end up losing. And we did it all for – it was a good momentum shift, but at the end of the day, it was for nothing. So I just want guys to continue to put their hands on the pedal, man, and, just stay focused and locked in, because we definitely starting something special around here right now.
Hey, listen, in an answer like that, it's pretty clear. You're a leader on that team. Guys are going to gravitate to you. Guys want to know what you know because you've been there. So when guys are looking to you for leadership, how do you approach that role as a leader?
I just be truthful with them. You know, I tell, for instance, young guys like Jesse Bates, you know, who's never been in this game or who's never experienced or even played in a game of this magnitude. Like I told him, I said, hey, bro, we're not doing, you know, we're not going to get overly motion. We're not going to, you know, just let the game come to you. You got us out here. We've been through it. You know, you got enough guys that done played in this situation before. Just play your game, man, because I feel like the kid is balling. I feel like he's having a Pro Bowl year. And, you know, that's some of the things I'm trying to tell these guys, man. We're not going to go into this game with the mindset of what they did last year or previous years, because at the end of the day, Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl last year.
You know, Trey, you guys are 4-1, but you've had some adversity. You've had some injury. John Ross is one of the guys who's dealing with an injury right now. He, of course, posted that legendary 4-2-2 at the Combine. You recently wrote about what it was like to line up against him in practice for the first time. What was your strategy going into that matchup?
Yeah, you know, with his speed, you know, it definitely is threatening you. You know, because at the end of the day, I didn't know nothing about him. I didn't know his releases. I didn't know a lot of things about him until I started repping him. And once the first rep, it was more like, get out of there, Dre. Just run. He's about to try to take the top off. So just get out of there and run straight to the end zone. And sure enough, they ran a fade ball.
How'd that go? How did that end?
I wasn't fast that day.
That's amazing. So as a DB, what concerns you more, a guy who's got that crazy, blazing, fast speed or somebody who runs?
When a guy is like that, you want to press a guy like him. So, you know, try to slow him down, make him study his feet. But I definitely feel like guys his style with his speed is some of the harder guys to cover.
Dre Kirkpatrick joining us, breaking it down for us. All right, so it's Steelers week, right? I mean, every single week in the NFL is big. Is Steelers week different than any other week, and how do you approach it?
Previous years it have, but like I said, man, no, not this year. You know, like I said, man, Philadelphia won last year. All the antics and adversity that we had built up last year is dead because at the end of the day, the season is dead. It's a different approach this year. And like I keep telling people, man, like they're not the team to beat. We're the team to beat right now, and that's the mindset that we have.
Dude, I was going to say to you, maybe it's not Steelers week. Maybe it's Bengals week. And the point is, you don't have to deal with them. They've got to deal with you. That's what
exactly.
I'm hearing.
And that's the mindset. That's totally 100% the mindset right now. Like, we're not sinking into behind those guys or, you know, have to live up, play up to an expectation of to beat those guys. No, we going out there and we're going to play our game, man. We're going to be disciplined in it.
We're talking Bengals football. Dre Kirkpatrick joining me for a few more moments. So when you face Pittsburgh, that means, of course, you deal with Ben and you deal with Antonio Brown. You wrote about both these guys in the Players Tribune. Now, when I talk to linebackers and linemen about how tough it is to get Ben down, from a corner standpoint, what makes him so tough to defend?
Yeah, man, because when you look at film and when he's in trouble, those guys, they know how to get him open. They know how to, you know, come back to the ball, or one guy may come back to the ball, the other guy may take off to the pylon. So it's very disciplined. This is a very eye discipline weekend. You have to make sure you have your eyes on guys like Antonio, who likes to create new routes, and you know, a guy that never gives up on the route, or whenever if he's running a comeback, it's not open. You know, he's gonna turn it upfield. Man, Ben's gonna try to hook up with him, man. But at the end of the day, you got to have great eye discipline this week.
Now, you said the thing about Antonio Brown, everything is frightening about his game except his speed. What is the scariest thing about AB?
His hands.
Yeah.
You know, when the ball touches, you know, he makes some of the craziest catches. And you got to be physical with him, man. You got to get hands on. You got to try to disrupt him at the line. And I feel like, you know, the game plan that we have this week, you know, I feel pretty good about it.
Last thought, you went viral earlier this season when you went to a retirement home and you had a tailgate party with some seniors. Man, it was awesome. What did you expect when you showed up there?
At the end of the day, I really didn't think it was going to be big as it was. I didn't expect that many people to be there, and their families. They brought all their families in and things like that. And the crazy thing, I almost didn't make it. I was sick that day. And, you know, I was feeling bad, but I gave my word. I'm one of those guys, if I give my word, I'm going to stand up behind it. So I pushed through. We get there. We dancing and we having fun. And this lady just started dancing, like going crazy. And 95 years old, I was just so inspired by her. And when I went over, we started dancing and having fun. And when I left, I got home. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV trying to relax because it was before the Thursday night game. My phone just went crazy. And when I looked at it and I seen it was going viral, I was like, oh, let me post this too. Try to get my IG followers up.
Hey, Dre, if that was a dance-off, did she beat you?
Oh, 100%, 100%, man. I like I said, it was an inspiration, man, to see somebody that's 98 years old still able to move and still be able to enjoy life, man, and know what's going on too. So that was definitely a blessing.
She had some amazing moves. I think you're making this point before I let you go, but it seems to me, I'm not sure who was having more fun, her or you, and she looked like she was having a great time. The thinking always is, if you're a pro athlete and you go to a retirement home, you're going to do it to brighten their day, but how much did she brighten your day?
She brightened my day, man. Like I said, I recently, about 2 weeks ago, I recently went back and just sat down and talked to her. Asked her a few questions, you know, just asked her how does she feel to be a superstar now, and she was like, I don't like it. I want everybody to leave me alone. So I kind of got the personality of her, but she was great. She was great.
That's great. Leave me alone. Don't at me, man. Don't at me. Leave me alone. Cincinnati is 4-1. They are in first in the AFC North, and they've got the Steelers at home on Sunday. Dre Kirkpatrick, my guest. Dre, I appreciate you, man. I really appreciate your energy, and great to have you on the show. Really nice to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Anytime, man.
You have a great day. Dre, great talking to you. Good positive energy. I love it. And a big game. And I love his point. Like, look, we're 4-1. They have to deal with us. We're not here to deal with them. They're here to deal with us. It's not Steelers week. It's Bengals week. So they've got a big chip on their shoulder right now. And if AJ is saying the things that he was saying, quote, nobody gave us a chance when the season started. Why do they believe in us now? We're going to continue to keep playing and keep playing for each other. It's a motivational chip. Sean Casey said it yesterday. I tell my kids, collect chips. Collect chips. You're going to need to use them one day. Collect chips. He was talking about chips on his shoulder. Not chips to cash in. Get a chip. Get a chip on your shoulder. Cincinnati's got a huge one right now.